This money. Ain't drops. Just say drops. Drops. When you say money,
yeah, RNA drops is the new currency.
No, no, don't say RNA. Just say drops. And you say, man, give me some drops. I got to go. I got to get up, go to work. Make me some drops. I got to get me some drops. I need some drops. How many drops does it take to get that? Well, there you go. That's how you go. What is the price? How much drops will I need to buy this? Give us the drops. Mm-hmm. And see, we'll convert the drops to debt.
How are people going to buy the drops if there is no more fiat money or anything?
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, the rapper?
Yeah, Sean.
Sean will provide the money?
No.
Yeah, Sean. I know.
Sean P. Diddy.
How's that an answer to the question about how people will pay for the drops?
It's an example of what he did.
What did he do?
Businessman and rapper Sean P. Diddy Combs said Sunday that the black community should hold their vote until the Democrat Hillary Clinton or the Republican Donald Trump makes marked inroads to earn their support. The black vote's going to decide who the next sitting president is.
That's what he said.
Yes, he did.
And what about, yes, some countries have been experimenting with like a base income that regardless of people working or not, they get like a salary.
Guaranteed income, at least it should be called.
Salary Act is good, but you have to slice it. You have to slice it thin.
There's going to be some guaranteed income for people? Like, basically everybody has welfare, whether they're working or not?
Hell, they have that anyway. They have
right,
that anyway.
They already have that. Yes, if you say it that way, the way I said it, they have that.
Well, yeah, because they have it already. We put it on the
supersnatcher.
Well, you ain't died of starvation yet. You hadn't died of starvation yet.
Okay. All right, so
we also
that will continue then.